好，请大家打开《圣经启示录》第七章九至十一节。启示录是新约361页，如果你是用紧和合本的话，启示录第七章361页，第七章第九至到第十一节是。九十十一是三段三节的经文嘅，启示录第七章第九节，我哋同声朗诵神嘅话语。此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、国民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说。愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面俯伏于地敬拜神，说：阿们！颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们！感谢神的话语。我们今天好高兴是有 Mr. Hanscom 在我们中间正道，在未正道之前，我们请钱牧师上来介绍。
我们很高兴今天我们特别由我们的区会安排了我们的宣教士Craig and Marion Hanscom 来到我们的LA。 那我们今个周末就是一个宣教的主日，我们希望呢透过这个主日呢被弟兄姊妹认识到我们宣道会在世界各地有很多宣教的工作，我们都有很宝贵的一些宣教士，他们呢冒着生命的危险呢一生的在宣教工场呢是为主作工。那星期五晚上我们已经有一个的联合聚会和第一街就是东区宣道会我们呢是有Hanscom 的夫妇在我们当中呢是分享他们在非洲马里的工作。那我简单介绍一下呢Craig and Marilyn Hanscom 的Pastor 呢，他们呢是在用这个St. Paul Bible College 结婚的。那跟着呢就在 Ohio 的这个 Egerton Alliance Church 呢在那里侍奉。然后呢就1979年呢他们呢就蒙神呼召呢去做宣教工作，去了法国呢去学法文和其他语言啦。咁然后呢就去了象牙海岸，是1980年的时候呢，好后生啊，那时呢就呢11月呢去了象牙海岸。咁在那里呢就呢学习另外一种的语言呢，叫 Bowlet and Language? Bowlet and Language, 啊。咁然后呢就在一个town呢在那里侍奉。他们在象牙海岸就生了两个仔女，然后呢他们在象牙海岸工作了很长的一段时间。然后呢就我们看到他们的工作在那个地方教会由20间增长到40间在四年里面。在90年代的时候呢，咁呢佢哋呢就呢係即係做一个嘅即係翻译嘅一个 project, 咁呢就当时呢Marilyn 呢就患咗一种慢性嘅一啲即係疲劳症中亚疲劳症。有九年嘅时间呢，咁呢就呢佢係需要休息嘅。咁呢就呢直到呢去到呢2005年呢佢哋离开咗象牙海岸。2006年嘅时候呢，咁佢哋呢就即係经营一间嘅 guest house, 咁就喺呢个 Decker, 然后呢年半之后呢就因为有 Marley 嘅呢一个呼声係北非有个需要，咁呢就呢佢哋呢係搬咗去嗰边呢就呢係为主作工，嗰度呢特别呢係成立咗即係帮手呢成立一间嘅医院。咁早排我讲到嘅时候呢讲到呢个 Algeria 呢嗰、那个政府呢係即係觉得自己好叻啦，去救人质啦，结果呢咁救唔成啦，即係死咗好多人质啦，係咪咁呢就係、是、个马里嘅隔离嗰个国家啦。咁呢就呢其实呢就係、是、塔利班啦恐怖分子呢 就喺个呢个马尼嘅地方咧系盘踞啊，咁然后咧就法国咧法国就出兵咧去攻打嗰啲恐怖分子咧，就绑架啲石油公司嘅啲外国人质啊，所以咧就嗰个地方嘅治安咧系非常之唔好，非常危险啊。咁我就唔讲咁多，因为咧后边有好精彩嘅一啲故事咧，我哋咧就由咧呢、这个 Pastor Craig Hanscom 咧嚟同我哋分享讲嗰、那个。那個迫切性啦，咁請大家代禱啦，咁佢都有啲片段咧同我哋分享，我哋先以熱烈嘅掌聲咧，我哋歡迎咧 Pastor Craig Hanscom，Welcome， 有我哋啊 Bernard 啦，執事會幫我哋翻譯。
Well, it's a joy to be with you today。
今日好高興嚟到你哋當中。
As we are living the call of God together.
我们是一起同蒙神的呼召。
And you have been a part of something that is very big and huge in the world.
你们对我，对这个大使命是参加过一个很大的部分。
As you have been supporting Alliance missions and praying for Alliance missions through this year.
因为你们都是不断地为宣教士的工作来祷告。
Paul once wrote to one of his churches saying, I thank God every time I remember you.
保罗有咁话，佢话我每次谂住你嗰时，我都系感谢神。
I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel.
我都系满有喜乐，因为你哋都同我系一齐同工。
And today I get to show you a little slice of what God is doing through your participation in Mali.West Africa.
我今日喺呢度想同你哋分享一小部分我喺马尼嘅工作。
Now, I think most of you are familiar with the work of the Christian Missionary Alliance around the world.
你哋可能好清楚宣道会喺全世界各地嘅工作系点样嘅。
But just in case some of you aren't, I'd like to show the big picture.
如果你哋唔明白嘅咧，我而家咧想讲一啲嗰个大前提系点样。
The CMA began 125 years ago.
这个宣道会是125年前开始。
When God gave a vision to a man to reach the entire world.
是神给一个人有一个预象，是将福音传到全世界。
His passion was to see that Christ was proclaimed as Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King to the lost people of the world.
他的意象就是说神是一个医治者和一个未来的王，对世界所有的人来宣告。
And that has birthed a movement around the world.
这个就是给到这个一个世界性的运动开始。
That now means that we are worshiping today as part of a family of 5 million people.
就是我们都是属于一个大家庭，是五亿个信徒
，in 20,000 churches，
500万 ，OK，
in 20,000 churches，
喺二万个教会当中
，in some 81 countries of the world，
分布喺81个国家当中。
Now the USA CMA family is about 2,000 churches，
美国嘅宣道会咧就包括有2,000个教会。
And Marilyn and I are proud to be two of the missionaries, two of the 650 missionaries that are supported by those churches in the U.S.
我和我太太 Marilyn 都是宣道会支持的宣教士。
But that's not the whole story.
但这个不是整个的故事。
In those 81 countries of the world, there's about 36 countries that have begun sending their own missionaries to other countries.
因为其他嗰八十一个国家咧，佢哋都有自己都有差派一啲其他嘅宣教士去各个地方嗰度。
So actually, Marilyn and I are part of somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 missionaries around the world that are serving with the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
所以我觉得我同我太太只系喺呢个宣道会嘅大家庭之中系一个好少嘅部分。
And that all came because God gave one man a vision, and he followed that vision.
呢啲都係因為有一個人，佢以前有呢個意象，話對普世宣教有呢個負擔。
And that is what we are a part of, and that's what we're celebrating today.
我哋今日喺呢度就係慶祝呢個人佢嘅儀仗嘅進行。
Now some of you were together with us on Friday, so you saw more information about the hospital that we're working in Kuala Mali.
在座當中，如果你星期五係同埋我哋喺一街嗰度咧，你就已經睇到我哋喺 Mali 嗰個醫療所嘅情況係點樣。
For those of you who weren't, the reason that the Christian Missionary Alliance started a hospital in Mali was to meet some incredible health needs in that country.
如果你冇出席星期五晚嗰啲聚會咧，我想講俾你哋聽點解呢個馬尼呢個地方有咁大個醫療嘅需要。
Mali's a country that's only 1% Christian.
馬尼呢個國家咧，只係1%係基督徒。
90% follow the Muslim religion.
90% 咧係回教徒。
And the others are following traditional African religion.
其他嗰個9% 咧就係其他佢哋啲嗰啲民間宗教。
Mali is also the third poorest country in the world.
Mali 是全世界第三最穷的国家。
And this has created some incredible health needs.
因为这样，因为他们的贫穷，就知道他们很大的医药的需要。
To the point where Mali is just about the most dangerous place in the world to be a child or an expectant woman.
所以咁樣咧就可以講，喺馬利咧，你如果係一個婦人，因為一個兒童咧，你係生長係一個好危險嘅地方。
Over 1 in 10 women will die of a childbirth-related incident over their childbearing years。
每一個婦人喺10個婦人當中，有1個婦人咧就會遇到呢啲生命嘅危險，當佢哋喺呢個生產期間時期。
And between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 children will never reach the age of 5.
喺五個兒童有4個咧就唔會活到5歲。
And so for that reason, 6.5 years ago, the Kuchala Hospital opened and began treating women and children.
所以我哋6年前開咗呢個醫院之後咧，我哋就開始嚟喺治療呢啲兒童同埋婦人。
In that time, there have been over 10,000 babies born at that hospital.
在那個年段呢，已經有差不多10,000個。
3,000 surgeries performed.
10,000個兒童出世，又有3,000個手術。
And because of the witness of Christ's love expressed through the hospital, there have been over 160 people that have found the Lord through the ministry of the hospital.
因為透過呢個醫院咧，我哋就能夠將神嘅愛帶到呢啲人當中，咁咧就感動咗有165個信徒。
And it's been exciting to be a part of that。
即係我喺覺得呢啲帶到呢啲人信主係好興奮。
I'm not a medical person. I am there to administrate。
我唔係一個醫生，但係我喺嗰度係做行政嘅工作。
But the number of people we can reach who come to us。
但我哋接觸到嗰啲人，當佢哋嚟求醫嘅時候，
is limited，
只係有限。
If the hospital is to have the effect that we want it to have to reaching the Mali for Christ, we have to get out。
我覺得如果我哋要透過呢個醫院嚟接觸到全部馬利嘅人，我哋要有更大嘅行動。
So we are taking medical care out into the villages that have no care。
所以我哋咧就將呢啲醫療隊咧帶到啲鄉下嘅地方嗰度。
And it's a partnership between teams that medical teams that come from the states, our own medical people, our Malian medical workers.
咁我哋就係透過喺美國嚟參加呢啲醫療隊嘅人員，然後我哋就組織起嚟就去呢啲鄉下地方。
Malian pastors who are living out in these villages trying to start a church.
我哋又同一啲馬利嗰啲人、嗰啲牧師同埋啲宣教士一齊去到呢啲鄉下。
And the goal is through healthcare to see churches planted for the glory of God。
我哋都係透過要教導佢哋一啲健康常識。
And so today we're going to take you on a trip。
咁今日咧，我帶你去一個咁樣嘅出動，一個咁嘅出隊嘅活動。
You're going to join one of these teams going out into on a medical outreach to our village.
俾你哋睇下，我哋出隊去呢啲咁嘅醫療嘅活動係點樣樣嘅。佢有個片段俾你睇。
Hello, this is Vaughn Winslow. Last year, with your prayers and financial support, I had the privilege of leading a medical mission trip from our church in Omaha through Paris to Mali, West Africa. We landed in the capital of Bamako, and then 170 miles and 5.5 hours later, on two lane roads with every kind of traffic imaginable, we arrived in the city of Kinshasa. A place where our church sponsors a women's and children's hospital located on the outskirts of the city. The hospital has been serving the impoverished people there for about 6 years. In a modern world, the Malian people are still suffering from 12% of mothers dying in delivery, which resembles colonial times in the 1700s. One in four children, or about 25%, don't even reach the age of five due to diseases like malaria, and pathology connected with poverty and poor health care. The primary purpose of our trip last year was to take our medical skills to people who live in villages that are too far away to visit the hospital. They've never seen, much less been treated by a modern physician. Our Omaha team joined the medical staff from the hospital in Kinshasa, and we visited two different villages in the bush on three separate expeditions. We convoyed six SUVs loaded with dozens of medical staff, medical supplies, and equipment needed to conduct our clinics in these remote locations. We drove out of Kinshasa for about 45 minutes on blacktop roads, and then we went off-road, cross-country, on gravel roads, livestock trails, pathways, and riverbeds. It took over 2 hours to go 40 kilometers to reach these villages. And then suddenly, in the middle of nowhere, a village appeared with traditional rows of walled compounds containing several houses with expanding generations of families residing inside these walls. Everything is made out of mud bricks, without straw, just like in Moses' time. The streets and alleys appear between the walled compounds, but they were seldom used by vehicles. People began to appear as we unloaded our vehicles. The word spread quickly that we had arrived, and people began to come, many with genuine medical issues, but others simply out of curiosity. And they kept coming, even as we set up our clinic with dividers between rooms and provided the only privacy for their exams and cramped quarters. Our first expedition was to a village that was the hub of 11 more surrounding villages, populated by more than 16,000 people. On the first day, we saw 450 women and children. On the second day in the same village, we saw 750 women, children, and men. And on the third day, we went to a different village and saw over 550 men, women, and children. Before babies can walk, they are carried in a sling on their mother's back. Once they can walk, they are seldom carried and fend for themselves, even as toddlers. But if necessary, they are carried on the hip, just like in America. Being a Muslim nation, they make wide distinctions between genders and ages. They routinely line up with women, girls, and children in one group, adolescent males in another, and men form their own line in order by age, with revered elders in the head of the line and young men trailing behind. Now, the real reason behind this whole concept of the hospital and the amazing staff of American and European doctors and nurses, who are there training Malian residents and nurses to take care of the medical needs of women and children at the hospital, the whole purpose is to be a Christian witness in a pagan land. Even though they're Muslims, they still worship ancient totems and idols and spirits that bring good crops and short growing seasons to give health and fertility and safe passage. They leave sacrifices and gifts of food at the base of a balboa tree to appease the spirits that reside in the tree. They buy and sell good luck amulets with strings around their necks and their ankles to protect them from hexes and curses placed on them by their neighbors. Because they have no idea about bacteria and infections, they may believe that they're ill because a curse was placed on them. So they see a shaman, the Mayan charm, to remove the curse and restore their health. If there was one person who's responsible for the foundation and success of the hospital in Kuchala, it's the medical director and founder, Dr. Dan Nesselrod, an OBGYN who came from Ohio and brought his family to serve as lifetime missionaries in Mali. These are the pastors who reside at the hospital, Enoch on the left and Moses on the right. While patients are waiting, they're walking the corridors, talking to them, telling them about the one true God who created the universe and the Son, Jesus Christ, who came to the earth to bring salvation to all mankind through his death and his resurrection. So during the village clinics, as people lined up to be checked in under the shade of a mango tree, they were lined up, and Enoch walked the line, telling the people about this one God and Jesus Christ. I couldn't understand a word he was saying, but I knew exactly what he was talking about. Watching in action. Youth pastors were an important part of the Mali pastoral team. They get the kids' attention. They get them all spun out. Away with a tract, telling them about the love of God and Jesus. The Muslims know about Jesus Christ and consider him to be a great prophet, but they don't know him as the Son of God, the Savior. So Moses shares the gospel as they bring their children under the mango tree to see Dr. Brett.
Couple sick babies here. Rotavirus, according to Dr. Brett. So we're trying to rehydrate them and take them back to you.
Staff standing behind four of them. This gentleman is a medic from the village that we were at. And this is his stethoscope. So the Kuchala medical staff is always bringing basic medical supplies to these clinics to share and greatly appreciate it. The sun sets quickly and we prepare for evening services by showing the video on the screen using a portable generator. There's music and singing like the music you've been hearing in the background. Then a movie that's relevant to West African culture, talking about idols and idol worship, which can be seen from both sides of the screen to hundreds. In this scene, a man finds an idol under the arms of his cousin. The movie's in French, but it's been translated into Bambara by one of the pastors. The man is telling his cousin not to believe in such things.
Je ne suis pas fâché, ni madame. Mais je veux d'abord savoir ce que tu es en train de mijoter.
The Mali pastor showed the video and presented the gospel to the villagers each night that we had clinic. In a Muslim nation with pressure on one hand from an Islamic imam, and on the other hand, with a life filled since childhood with superstitious idol worship, accepting the truth of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is a bigger leap of faith than we can imagine here in America, where we're exposed to the concepts of Christianity almost all of our lives. So we didn't see lines of people coming forward like it was a Billy Graham crusade in Yankee Stadium, but we knew we were making a difference and having an impact, because while we were there on the ground, only three people had come forward to profess their faith in Christ, But within 1 week of leaving and returning to Omaha, we heard that 12 had come forward from these two villages where we had had our clinics. And within a month, the village elders, who are the end-all and say-all, from an adjacent village near where we performed our clinics, who didn't have a single Christian resident, asked for a Christian pastor to come and live with them in their village so they could learn more about Christ. The minds of these bright young children are like the fields ripe and ready for harvest mentioned in Matthew 9. St. Francis of Assisi said, "Preach Christ at all times, and if necessary, use words." Well, in deference to Francis of Assisi, we can't speak the words, so we will use our God-given gifts of healing through medicine to preach Christ and draw the villagers closer to the ones who can speak the language, like Enoch, to explain the way, the truth, the light, and the life. To paraphrase Romans 10:14, how can the Maori people, who still worship carved idols, call on the one they have not believed in? And how can these Maori children believe in the one whom they have not heard of? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can we preach to them unless we are sent?
So we hope you enjoyed your trip to the village.
我希望你哋頭先睇到我哋去鄉下個情況係點樣。
We hope none of you picked up malaria on the way.
我希望你哋冇感染到呢啲藥疾啊，因為呢啲咁嘅病痛。
So I think we'll take just a minute or two. I think we've got a couple minutes. If you have a question, otherwise, if we don't have a chance to answer your question, I'll be by the table in the back after the service.
我想利用幾分鐘的時間，如果你哋有啲咩問題，可以即而家就問佢。但係如果冇咩問題咧，等間講道完之後咧，佢會喺出邊嘅lobby嗰度，佢有張台喺嗰度，你哋可以同佢交談。有冇問題？如果你有問題，可以而家問一問。
Sounds good. On the back table, you'll find a place where there's some prayer cards. On the back of the prayer card, you will find the website for the hospital.
在外面那張桌子那裡，我有些禱告的卡片，卡片後面就有我這個網址，即是你們可以上網看他的工作的詳細情形。
And there's also a place, if you would like to get our prayer requests that come out every month or two by email, and updates of what's going on at the hospital, there's a place where you can put your email address, and then we will keep you up to date.
你可以給你的網址，不是，你的email address給他，他就會寄一些代禱的事項給你。
So, one of the things I enjoy about Africa is that we have a depth of knowledge there that's beyond what you have in the States.
我好喜歡在非洲工作，就是因為我知道在那裡我們會接受到一些很詳細的知識是在美國這裡得不到的。
We don't have to Google things. We don't have to go to the internet. When we want to know about something, we ask the old men.
即係喺嗰度，我唔係話哦，我要上網去 Google 先揾到啲某一方面嘅知識。但係喺嗰啲村落嗰度，佢哋嘅方法咧就係我去問一啲老人。
I could ask your musicians, what is the origin of music?
我可以問啊萬弟兄啊，因為佢係呢度嘅音樂崇拜嘅人啊，音樂嘅來源係喺邊度
？Forgot to turn myself on. That was not a good idea. Okay, and you probably they probably couldn't tell me for sure.
係咪你唔識會點樣講話個音樂個來源喺邊度嚟㗎
？But I know the origin of music because I live in Africa.
但係我就知道啦，因為我住過喺非洲。
And here's how music came into the world.
呢個咧係講俾你聽，音樂係點樣嚟到呢個世界
？See, a long, long time ago, before there were people in Africa, the animals got along fairly well.
從前。有啲喺非洲嗰啲所有啲動物咧都好即係好啲相處得好好，佢哋。
But they faced the same problem that some of you as parents faced during the summer vacations. The animals came to the king of the jungle, and they said, "We are."
佢想問你。如果你係做家長嘅，有時到夏天嘅時候，你啲仔女會走嚟問一個問題，係問一個咩問題呢
？We are. What do the teenagers say？
尤其是嗰啲十幾歲嘅細路仔會對你講咩
？We're bored. There's nothing to do in this jungle.
好煩啊！好厭啊！好悶啊！咁。
So the lion said to the animals, "Well, my ancestors were drum makers."
咁呢個獅子呢，因為佢而家講嘅獅子王就對其他呢啲喺度 complain 緊呢啲動物講，佢話我嘅祖先咧係。
And in Africa, if you have a drum, you have music.
我要做一啲音樂，因為我有需要一個鼓，然後咧我就會彈啲好好聽嘅音樂。
The animals thought that was a great idea.
其他呢啲動物個個同意呢個睇法。
But if you are a group of animals wanting to make a drum, you are facing a problem.
如果你係呢班小動物，你想整一個鼓，你要面對一個咩問題
？What do you need to make a drum?
我哋要用啲咩嘢嚟做一個鼓呢
？A skin, an animal skin.
一層皮喎，要用一層皮嚟做呢個鼓皮。
There were no volunteers.
冇人肯自愿话哦，我嚟做呢块皮啊，因为佢自己捐佢块皮出嚟啦。
So the lion thought, and he proposed, said, "If all of you are willing to give up a piece of your ear, we can put the skin together, have a drum skin, and have music."
咁呢个狮子王就对呢啲动物讲：如果你肯每个人俾一块少少块嘅皮俾我。
The animals were bored.
叫佢攞個耳喎。
They agreed.
咁佢哋個個都同意好，我哋每人都俾一塊耳俾你。OK.
And on the appointed day, all
到嗰日佢哋要嚟捐呢啲耳嘅時候。
Well, no, there was Tori the frog.
咁有一隻青蛙，佢嘅名叫做 Tori。
She had the most beautiful long ears. They were her pride and joy. She was considered to have the most beautiful ears of any animal in the jungle.
呢個 Tori 呢只小青蛙咧，佢一對耳好靚嘅，好長嘅。佢咧就成日咧就引以為榮，因為佢啲嘅耳朵係最靚嘅，全所有嘅動物係佢最靚嘅。
And she could not face the thought of having her ears defaced, even for music.
佢唔肯話哦，我要割咗我個耳嚟捐俾你，抵嚟做呢個鼓皮。
So the animals all came one by one and had a piece cut out of their ear. And meanwhile, Tori was hiding under the weeds.
咁其他啲動物咧就嚟到咯，個個咧就每人就捐出一小塊嘅耳朵俾佢嚟做呢個鼓皮。但係呢個Tori 咧，佢就匿埋喺側邊。
So the lion made the drum, tanned the skin, put it together.
咁呢、這個獅子王咧就整好呢塊皮咧，佢就整一個鼓啦。
And when the drum was ready, all the animals gathered to celebrate.
咁當你鼓整好嘅時候咧，所有啲動物都走嚟一齊嚟慶祝。
In African fashion, they began to sing and dance all around the drum in a long circle.
佢就圍住呢個鼓，我哋又唱歌又喺度跳舞，係慶祝。
And the sun set. They continued.
太陽已經落咗山啦，但佢繼續喺度慶祝，喺度唱，喺度跳。
And finally, one by one, they got tired and went off in different directions to go to sleep.
咁啊，唱到攰曬時候，就慢慢慢慢離開咗呢個會場啦。
When the drum fell silent,
當呢個鼓平靜咗落嚟之後
，Tori came out.
呢個 Tori 小青蛙就走出嚟啦。
She touched the drum.
佢又摸下呢個鼓喎。
She began to play softly.
佢又慢慢咁彈下咁打下呢個鼓。
She began to play louder and louder.
佢又大聲啲咁打。
Totally immersed in her music.
哇！打到好起勁啊！哇！咁啲音樂咁好聽嘅咁。
And made so much noise that eventually she started waking up some of those animals.
佢打到好大力咁啊，吵醒咗有其他一啲動物。
They came back. Who's playing our drum?
咁呢啲動物就話：邊個喺度玩我個鼓啊？咁玩我哋個鼓啊？咁。
But before they could get close enough to see her, she heard them with those big ears, and she stopped and hid again.
因為呢個 Tori 咧有大隻耳朵，所以佢一聽到嗰啲人出嚟嘅時候，佢就快脆啲停咗，又走開就。
This happened for several nights.
咁呢個咁嘅情況咧，發生嘅幾晚都係咁樣。
And the lion became very upset.
咁呢個獅子王咧就好嬲咯。
And decided to get to the bottom of who was playing their drum.
佢係想知道究竟邊個人夜晚偷偷嚟出嚟打佢哋呢個鼓呢
？So on the next night,
第二晚之後
，as all the animals went to sleep,
當其他啲動物去瞓咗之後
，the lion just went a little bit up the trail and then he hid behind a tree.
咁呢個獅子王咧就匿埋喺個樹後邊，即係離呢個鼓不遠嘅地方。
And sure enough,
佢匿埋喺後邊，好似佢咁啦。
Tori came out again.
當佢匿埋嘅時候，就睇見呢個 Tori 呢只青蛙走出嚟啦。
And the lion waited until she began to play.
咁呢個獅子喺度等，就睇見呢個 Tori 走到去嗰個鼓嗰度，慢慢喺度打下呢個鼓。
And waited until she was totally immersed in her music.
獅子王就等佢喺度打到一大陣之後。
Then he came up quietly behind her.
佢就喺佢後邊嗰度走埋。
Grabbed.
佢捉住呢个 Tori 啦。
Tori panicked.
咁啊惊起啊 ，Tori 就惊起嚟。
Here she is, ears intact, playing the drum that all the others had sacrificed to make.
即系佢自己都感觉好惭愧，因为佢自己有两朵耳，但系其他嗰啲人咧都肯捐咗佢哋一部分嘅耳嚟做呢个鼓皮。
She had to escape.
佢就惊咯，佢想快啲好想走。
So she began to quick.To kick and turn until she got her legs in the lion's stomach.
咁佢喺度挣扎，咁呢个狮子王就捉住佢嘅后脚。
And with a huge push, she pulled herself free.
咁呢个青蛙想走啦，挣扎，佢夹硬咁想弹开去。
Unfortunately, at that moment, the lion was holding on to her ears.
咁你知道呢个狮子王系揸住呢个小青蛙嘅咩啊？就系佢嗰两嘅耳朵，个长嘅耳朵。
Some of you look a little bit skeptical.
你哋个个人好似用一个好疑惑嘅眼光睇住我，我唔系好信佢呢个故事系嘛
？I'm not sure if you believe my story.
嗱，你唔信我呢个故事啊
？Well, go out.
你唔信啊
？Or go to an aquarium.
你可以去一啲水族馆嗰度
，find a frog.
因为你去揾一个青蛙。
To this day, you can still see the two circles on the side of the frog's head,
where
her ears used to be.
你可以睇到呢个青蛙嘅头上有两个窿啊！原来呢两个窿咧，以前系个耳朵嚟嘅。
And that is how music came into the world.
呢个就系点音乐点样嚟到我哋嘅世界。
And that is why the frog has no ears.
呢个又系讲俾你听，点解个青蛙冇耳朵嘅
？Now, Tori got herself into a great deal of difficulty.
咁我想讲话呢个 Tori 咧，佢遇到好多好大嘅困难。
Because she was not willing to give up a piece of the ear.
因为佢唔肯付出 佢好靚嘅耳朵。
The passage today was Revelation chapter 7.
今日我哋頭先讀嗰個經文係喺創世記，唔係喺啟示錄十啊第七章。
In verse 9.
第九節到第十一節。
It's looking fast. If it's as if we hit the fast forward button and we went to the end of time, and we're seeing what's going to happen then.
好似我哋嚟睇下我哋將來神再來嘅時候係嘅情況係點樣樣。
And the passage said there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language.
第九節就講到嚇，我觀看有許多的人，沒有人能數過來，係從各國各族嚟到。
They're standing in front of the Lamb, wearing white robes, holding the palm branches, crying out in a loud voice.
佢哋呢班人係喺呢個寶座同羔羊面前大聲嘅喊着説。
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神。
And then a little bit later, there's the worship. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever.
咁讲到十二节嗰阵时咧，佢就有听到有讲阿门、颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢，直到永永远远。
We are waiting for the day when we will be rejoicing.Sharing in the music around the throne of God.
我哋而家都系等候紧将来我哋见到我哋嘅神嘅时候，我哋会同佢分享呢个美丽嘅美音乐。
But Scripture also tells us that that's not going to happen unless we are willing to give up a piece of the ear.
但系圣经都有讲过俾我哋听，如果我哋唔付出，我哋系唔会完成呢个救恩。
God has chosen to.Reach the world through his people.
神是要透过他自己的人来去那些未认识他的人。
And in Christ Jesus, we have been called to be a part of that.
我们知道基督耶稣已经是呼召了我们来去做这一部分的人。
And we're asked to give up a piece of the ear to
make
that happen. 但是我们
要有付出，然后才能够，这个救恩才能够完成。
When I became a believer, the verse that touched my heart probably the most was Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
当我信主的时候，有一段经文是最感动我的，就是在以弗所书。
For by grace are we saved through faith. You know the verse.
就是在以弗所书第二章第八节。
It's not tied into what we do. It's not a part of works.
这节圣经是说，你们得救是本乎恩。
It's a gift of God.
就是可以讲俾你听，系神俾我一个礼物嚟嘅。
But it wasn't until a little later that I read the rest of the passage.
但我嗰阵时就唔系好认识呢段圣经嘅意思，但系等到我读到下半句嗰阵时，我先再明白一啲。
Paul didn't stop at verse 9.
保罗唔系停留喺第九节嘅。
He continued and he said, "For we are his workmanship."
因为在第十节他是讲到我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的
Created in Christ Jesus to enjoy life
要我们能够享受到这个美好的生活
Is that what it says?
是不是这样说
No Created in Christ Jesus to do what?
是要做他的工作不是说 要你享受
Do good works.
是叫我们行善。
That God has what?
神是
preordained.
是神所，因为他跟着那句是，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Wrap your mind around that.
你思想一
下。
你再沉重的思想一下这句。预备是什么意思？预备就是在你未出世之前，神已经预备了。
Before I was born，
在我未出世之前
，God created in me，
神已经在佢里面
something that could be activated to be put into his work.
能够透过我在我本身去益到其他有些人，以致能够完成神的工作。
God put something in each of us.
神在我们的身上，每一个人的身上都有。
That He wants us to dedicate to His service.
要即就是要用你的恩赐来去行在神的。
And that's the piece of the ear that he's asking us for.
就係好似呢個小青蛙，佢係想要呢個小青蛙嗰對耳朵。
Now we can be like Tory.
我哋可以好似呢個小青蛙咁樣。
And say, not my ear.
我唔俾啊！我個耳最靚嘅，我唔俾啊！咁，我唔肯犧牲。
Or we can come to him and say, Lord, what piece do you need?
咦？話你可以對神講，你要我邊一部分呢？邊一部分嘅耳呢？
You know, the piece of the ear looks different for each one of us because we're all unique.
我们每一个人的耳都不一样，因为我们个个人都是有一个特殊的。
I've seen people give up a piece of the ear.
我见到有些人是肯付出他的一部分的耳。
There is a widow lady up in Minnesota.
有一个寡妇在 Minnesota 那里。
That has been, you know, she doesn't have resources, she's...Not in good health, but she can pray, and she's been doing that for years for us.
佢唔係一個好富有嘅富人，佢又唔係一個好健康嘅富人，但係佢肯為我祈禱。
There was a time when I had to leave Maryland in the States, go back to Guinea to work on the Bible translation.
有一次佢要離開呢度美國，要翻去 Mali 工作嘅時候
，and Maryland got a phone call from this lady.
阿 Craig 嘅太太就接到一個電話，因為呢個婦人咧就打電話嚟。
She said, "If I understand it right, Craig starts traveling to come back tomorrow. Is that, you know, is that true?"
佢就問佢話係唔係啊？聽日咧，阿 Craig 就要起程去非洲。
She was following what we were doing so closely and praying for us so intensely that she knew our schedule that well.
原來呢個富人係跟住呢個阿 Craig 佢哋嘅工作嘅日子，知道佢哋幾時起程，知道佢哋去邊度，而係好恆切係為佢祈禱。
You know, that's not the prayer that says, "Lord God bless all the missionaries, Amen." That was seriously giving up a piece of the ear to pray for us.
佢唔
係
話好，佢唔係話好籠統咁樣禱告啊！哦，神啊，祝福呢啲所有啲宣教士，佢唔。佢唔係咁樣祈禱法，佢係跟住阿 Craig 講到明啊，佢個名字，而且係邊一日，即係呢個婦人係跟得好密的。
In one of the villages that we held an outreach, there was a young man named Emmanuel.
佢頭先俾你睇嗰啲村落嗰度有一個青年人叫做 Emmanuel。
He was a chief's son.
佢係一個酋長嘅仔嚟嘅。
After Exploring Christianity for over a year, there came a day when he accepted the Lord.
Because he 经过一年嘅时间嚟探讨呢啲基督教，咁佢就终于喺一年之后咧，佢就接受咗主。
One day he had a dream.
有一日呢个青年人有一个梦。
Christ came to him in his dream and told him, "Emmanuel, I want you to take care of my lambs."
佢呢個夢咧就係話基督嚟到佢嚟到呢個青年人，佢話你要照顧我啲羊群。
Emmanuel had no idea what that meant。
呢個 Emmanuel 佢都唔明白呢個夢究竟係講咩。
So he went to the nearby village where there was a church and asked his pastor。
所以佢就走到去附近一個教會嗰度，佢問嗰個牧師。
Pastor Tin, isn't it wonderful when you get questions like that asked of you?
佢話：田牧師，如果你有啲咁嘅問題，有人咁樣問你，你會唔會好高興啊
？Pastor George wasn't sure what it meant either。
咁原來呢個 Pastor George 亦唔係好明白佢呢個夢係咩意思。
But he said, "Well, often in Scripture, lambs refers to young Christians or children."
佢因為聖經咧，多數講話羊咧就係嗰啲年青嘅信徒。
But Emmanuel is the only Christian in his village.
但係呢個 Emmanuel 只係佢成個村只係佢係一個信徒啫。 咁佢究竟係嗰個夢係究竟講咩？
Several weeks after he had that dream, we went to his village to hold a medical outreach, just like what you saw today.
咁過咗幾個星期之後，當我哋有一個醫療隊去到嗰個村落嘅時候
，Because he was the chief's son, he invited us. He got permission for us to hold the meeting in the chief's courtyard.
因為佢係呢個酋長個仔，所以我哋可以借用佢嘅屋企嘅地方嚟有一個聚會。
And at the end of the meeting, 20 children came forward to accept the Lord.
當嗰個聚會到完畢嘅時候，就有二十幾個細路仔嚟到我哋當中。
Oftentimes, children would have been prevented from coming forward, but since we were in the chief's courtyard, the parents could not say anything.
原來以前喺呢個酋長屋企咧，佢哋係唔准啲細路仔入去嗰度嘅。但係因為今日佢哋係作為呢個醫療隊嘅客人，所以佢就俾呢啲細路仔入到嚟，啲家長又冇阻止佢哋。
And there, Emmanuel is now with Pastor George, taking care of those 20 lambs.
咁呢個酋長嘅仔同呢個牧師咧，就啱啱就係企喺嗰度啦。佢就嗱，就係好似咁樣喺度照顧緊呢啲羊仔。
Emmanuel's father died recently, and he should have become chief, but because he was a believer, his uncle was chosen as chief in his place.
呢個酋長最近係死咗啦，但係佢因為呢個仔咧，佢信咗佢就唔得繼承做酋長，就變咗係佢阿叔做咗酋長。
But his piece of the ear was giving up progression status in his village because he was a believer.
但係佢呢個 Emmanuel 佢嘅付出咧係益到佢哋嘅鄉村好其他地啲人。
One of our doctors at the hospital came from California.
我哋有一個醫生係由加州去嘅。
He came to visit our hospital, he and his wife, for a month.
佢嚟去我哋visit his wife.
He and his wife came to visit our hospital. 佢同佢太太 work for just a month.
佢同佢太太係去嗰度係準備係只係工作一個月啫。
It's very dangerous to visit our hospital.
因為係去佢哋嗰個醫院係好危險嘅。
Because while they were there, they were sensing God having a place for them.
當佢喺嗰度嘅時候，佢就覺得神係呼召佢去嗰個地方。
After the next year, they came back again and they said, "You know, we think God is wanting us to be here longer."
咁佢再過一年之後，佢又再去，咁佢就對佢講：好似神係叫我喺呢度留低耐一啲。
They were thinking maybe they would work at the hospital 3 months a year and 9 months in California.
咁不如我喺呢度一年之中，我喺呢度做三個月，然後九個月就係翻嚟美國呢度。
They went home.
咁佢就翻咗去美國啦。
And God told them, "No, just go."
但係神好似對佢哋講話：唔好，你要翻，你要去啦。
So they sold their dream home in California. Turned their practice over to others, and at the age of 50, went to France to learn French so they could work in our country.
咁佢就翻到嚟美國，佢就賣咗佢哋間屋，咁然後就去學法文。佢哋已經係五十幾歲嘅人。
This last year ago, this spring, Dr. John went home for a few months, and while doing a medical exam, found out he had a brain tumor.
咁呢個 doctor 咧，佢最近翻到嚟美國咧，佢身體檢驗發覺到佢個腦有一個腫瘤。
After surgery and chemo and radiation，
經過化療之後
，they were finally able to go back to Mali。
佢哋又翻去 Mali 嗰度。
And when we had our evacuation， they had to go out， and then they were one of the first to go back in。
咁當我哋遇到呢啲戰亂嘅時候咧，佢哋要撤退，但係佢哋咧就係撤退咗之後，佢哋係最早翻去嗰一啲人。
Well, Dr. John said, we heard him say, and we read in his letter, he said, "The what time I have, I know what God wants me to do."
咁佢最近睇呢個 John 嗰封信咧，就講話我好明白我哋數算我哋嘅日子。我知道神係要我點樣去用我啲餘下嘅時間。
One of the prayer requests you have in your bulletin is for Dr. John that God will keep healing his body as he serves God there.
咁我個出邊嗰啲代禱嘅事項咧，我哋都要為呢、這個Dr. John 嚟繼續要祈求神繼續醫治佢嘅病。
All of that to say, I don't know what piece of the ear God wants from you。
我講呢啲嘢都係想講俾你哋聽，神唔我唔知道神係要你哋付出一啲咩嘢。
But I do know on the authority of God's word that there is a piece that each of us is to give。
但係我知道神係要你哋每一個人都要有付出。
And God never comes and takes it。
但係神每日走嚟走到你面前嚟搶咗你嘅。
He waits for us to give it。
佢係等待你自己願意嚟付出。
Sometimes we get all tied up in knots about what does God want from me? What is His will for me?
有時我哋好似好疑惑之中，又好又話啊，神嘅旨意係咩呢？對我係有咩係要我做一啲咩呢？
I really don't think it needs to be that complicated.
我覺得呢個咁嘅問題應該唔係好複雜。
God says He has created us to do good works.
原來就係神係做我哋出嚟咧，就係為住要做佢嘅嘢。
And when we are willing to say, God, what part of the ear do you want?
當我哋問神哇，你要我邊一隻耳朵嘅時候
，He is going to show us.
佢會講俾你聽，佢會指示你。
This is the God who created the universe.
呢個係創造宇宙嘅神。
Can you imagine he's not going to show us when we are willing
to listen to him? 佢點會唔指示我哋呢？因為當我哋唔明白嘅時候，你估佢會唔會指示我哋咩？
But are we willing?
但係我哋願唔願意
to give up a piece of the ear?
肯唔肯付出？肯唔肯犧牲？
That's the big question.
呢個係最大嘅問題。
So as we close today, I just I want to give you a challenge.
所以我今日結束之前，我想俾一個挑戰俾你哋。
Not to be like Tory.
我哋唔好好似呢個小青蛙阿 Tory 咁樣。
But to be willing to come before God and say, you know, God, at whatever age I'm at, whatever stage of life I am, I want to serve you. I want to give you a piece of the ear.
我哋會嚟到神面前講，無論我哋係年紀幾大，亦或我哋有幾多。我話我願意付出為你工作。
And God is able to take the little pieces of the ear that we're willing to give, and He's able to put that together, and He's going to make music.
神就係要接神就會接受你一個小部分嘅耳朵嚟做呢個大嘅鼓皮。
And as we are rejoicing around the throne of God, we're going to be rejoicing with a bunch of people who have pieces gone from their ears.
当我哋喺神面前庆祝嘅时候咧，我哋就系喺众人已经付出嘅嗰个代价嗰度围绕住嗰个嚟庆祝。
As we celebrate what God has done by us who have been His workmanship.
我哋就系喺度庆祝我哋个个人付出嘅结果。
So as we close,
今日結束,
I invite you to be silent before God.
我哋喺神面前，我哋默想一下。
And to offer, maybe for the first time, maybe in a renewed way, to say, God, here's the ear. Show me what peace you want. How can I be a part of making your kingdom go forward?
我哋可以默默同神講話，我要委身為神工作。你要付出啲咩嘢？我哋思想一下。
Father, as people are offering you a part of their ears,
神啊，当佢哋我哋众信徒肯付出佢一小部分嘅耳嘅时候
，Will you take and seal these gifts?
求主你都系接受佢哋嘅礼物
，and use us
用我哋
，so that there will be music，
等我哋有组成一个美好嘅音乐。
People from every tongue and tribe reached，
就系人各种民族、各种嘅语言嘅人当中
，because we've been willing，
因为系我哋愿意。
Thank you, Lord，
感谢主。
Amen。
Amen。